Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Baylor Moore. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Baylor Moore. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brent Strom. Pitching for the New York Mets, Brent Strom. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Agee steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is walked intentionally. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey strikes out. One out. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brent Strom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strom hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore bunts towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayshore for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Garrett applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Foley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 1 in the game. Schneck hits a fly ball into right field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyer is walked intentionally. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brent Strom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strom is 0 for 1 in the game. Strom bunts towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strom for the out. Martinez moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baylor Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Mays moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Mayshore moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Mayshore moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Carl Morton pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayshore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dyer for a passed ball. Bailey moves to third. Morton moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods is walked intentionally. Danny Frisella now pitching. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Bailey scores. Morton moves to third. Woods moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Mets, 2. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Baylor Moore. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Steve Renko now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Frisella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Frisella moves to second. John Milner pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Boswell now playing second base. Ted Martinez now playing shortstop. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schneck strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Humphrey and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey moves to second. Bill Stoneman pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Singleton strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Ron Woods. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver strikes out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into right field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.